most beautiful sister in the world.
Forget it, Eddie. Laura's savings and loan is closed.
Laura, that's cold. I gave you a compliment, and what do I get back? An insult.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
That's better. So can I borrow 50 bucks?
What happened? Another speeding ticket?
No. They got me on some obscure technicality. Did you know they expect you to stop at a stop sign every single time?
I'm sorry, I can't help you, Eddie. I'm saving up for a new computer.
That's just like you, to think only of yourself.
Good news, I'm here. Oh.
Steve, I realize people ask you this every day of your life, but why do you look like that?
Well, I've been working in my basement nonstop, and I decided it was time for our fish stick break. Mmm. Now that's flounder. Want a bite?
Steve, you're supposed to cook those.
And lose that wonderful ocean taste?
So, you still trying to perfect those radio-controlled garbage cans?
Nah, not since I had to pick Mom up at the dump. I'm working on something much more important now. A robot. I've entered the National Robotics Contest. I'm on the verge of creating artificial intelligence. It's a discovery that will change the world.
Steve. Bud, pal, amigo, compadre, homeboy. Does this contest have cash prizes?
Nope. First prize is a computer.
Oh.
Computer? Did you say computer?
Oh, yeah. Top of the line. State of the art.
Well, Steve, if you win that computer, could I maybe borrow it sometime?
Oh, pasha. I already have a computer. I got a used one from NASA. My uncle Colonel Werner von Urkel gave it to me. Look, if I win the computer, you can just have the silly old thing.
Oh, Steve, thank you!
I better get back to the lab. I'm together now. I'll be leaving.
Newspaper page, love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Six words.
If blank could blank blank now.
Oh, I give up. It's too hard.
If they could see me now.
Yep, Shirley MacLaine and Sweet Charity.
Very good. Now beat it.
They watch too much TV.
Ooh, Mother Winslow. Is that a new dress?
Yep.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. It was so expensive, I had to write you out of my will.
Where are you going?
I'm going dancing with Fletcher Thomas.
Again? Mama, that's twice in 1 week.
So?
Mother, I just plain don't like that Fletcher guy. I mean, I see the way he looks at you when you walk by.
Really? Oh, that walk you showed me is paying off.
Come here, honey, strut your stuff. Flip those hips. Step and sway. Step and sway.
Gotta take his breath away.
Oh, great. Terrific. My wife and my sister-in-law are giving my mother floozy lessons.
Carl, I'm 80 years old, and Fletcher is 83. We're spending a lot of time together because we don't have a lot of time left.
And that's it, Mom?
Oh, no. We also get 2-for-1 discounts for the Hot Tub Club.
Mother.
Oh, well, well. The paper's not here yet.
Mother, it is 6:15 in the morning. Where were you?
I was with Fletcher.
What? Was he there?
Was he ever.
Mama.
Oh, lighten up.
Okay, Mother, that is it. I don't want you to see that Fletcher ever again.
What?
You heard me. He is off limits.
Carl, I'm your mother.
But, Mama...
You show me respect.
But, Mama, you...
I know you're stubborn as a mule, but you don't have to act like a jackass.
Waldo, my traffic ticket has to be paid by tomorrow, or I could lose my license. Do you think maybe you could borrow the money from your sister?
Sorry, my whole family's saving up to send my brother Ronaldo to the Olympics.
Oh, what's his event?
You mean you have to pick one ahead of time?
Well, that's usually the way it works.
Oh, he was just gonna go to Barcelona and get in the shortest line.
Nope.
Sure you have. Pretty girl, dark hair. Your sister, for God's sakes.
I meant I haven't seen her today.
Oh, cool.
Well, come on, I gotta show you guys something. Gentlemen, allow me to present an unparalleled electronic achievement. The one, the only, Ergobot!
Wow! You invented RoboNerd! Does he move?
Does he move? Wow.
Thank you.
lovely house. And did I do that?
Steve, this is incredible. How are you controlling it?
Ah, now that's the beauty part. You see, I'm not. Urkelbot has artificial intelligence, and that means he can walk and think all by himself.
I was created by the handsome, intelligent, sexy Steven Q. Urkel.
He worships me, and he's learning at an incredible rate. By my calculations, his intelligence doubles every 20 minutes.
Every 18 minutes and 35 seconds, to be exact.
Show off.
Hey, guys, I...
Whoa, mama! Warm, my luscious lily. This is Urkelbot.
Steve, you did it! You built a robot!
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
He talks and everything. Steve, you're a cinch to win first prize.
And you'll get your computer, baby cakes.
Urkelbot's kind of cute.
And you, my dear, are a sight for sore optical scanners. And you and Steven Q. Urkel formed a human emotional attachment.
What?
Are you hot for each other's bars?
Yes.
I think I mean a love. How about kids?
Oh, Steve, that hunk of metal just made a pass at me.
I'm sorry, Laura. I'll reprogram it immediately.
Good, because this is too weird.
Wow, robot that chases after girls.
Yeah, we're being replaced by machines, man.
Urkelbot, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to turn you off.
I don't think so.
Oh. Boy, that was a close one.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But I flipped your off switch.
Yeah? Well, I bypassed that circuit. Off is for losers. I mean, on, kinda. Oh, all right.
Wait, Lara's my girl.
I will not rest until she is mine.
Now, you listen to me, bub. I am your creator, and I am the boss around here.
Not anymore. This is war, nerd boy.
Now listen, Mother. I'm afraid I have to lay down the law. No more Fletcher Thomas. No more discussion. I don't argue with me. I have spoken. Mother?
What is it, Carl?
Would you please come and take a seat? I have something to say to you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
Oh, come on. Oh, you're there, baby, darling.
I hate it when you're mad at me. Ma, I don't know why I'm so crazed about you and Fletcher Thomas.
You don't?
Well, it's just that when he looks at you, it's obvious that he really likes you and respects you. How can you trust a man like that?
Carl, let me ask you something. Did you trust your father?
Absolutely. Everybody did. My father was the finest man who ever walked this earth.
Yes, he was. And that's why I chose him. And I might add, I had plenty to choose from. I was a knockout, honey.
Well, Ma, you still are a knockout.
Son, if I had the good taste to choose your father, shouldn't you trust my judgment now, huh?
Yes, Ma.
Well, then, come here and hug me. I love you, little devil.
I'm sorry, Ma.
Circuits.
But he was a monster.
Well, I will grant you, subtlety wasn't his strong point. But Lara Urkelbot was a machine with feelings. He fell hopelessly in love with you. So let's be honest. The only thing he was really guilty of was having good taste.
That's sweet, Steve.
Well, I'm a sweet kind of guy, Laura. And it's my fondest dream that someday you'll realize that and marry me. Oh, yeah. We'll build a claret house on the banks of the Susquehanna River. And we'll have 3.2 children and 1.7 calves. And a kitty and a dog. Ooh, and you'll make me lunch every day, and I'll barbecue every night. And on cold nights, we'll put on our bunny slippers and listen to accordion albums. Oh, gosh, I gotta write this stuff down.